Well, the first step has always been for the borough to gain ownership of those tidelands, and that has been an off and on process since started in 1993. The most recent effort started in 2008, and we're cautiously optimistic that it'll be completed in the next couple months. We did see the draft patent language, and once the DNR issues the final one, they'll be able to file that, and the ownership of the property actually passes to the borough.
Do you envision that happening in the next year, now that it's been 20 years?
You know, when this process first started, I would often say, I think we're getting close. And after a couple of years, I've decided I'm not going to say that anymore. But I think we are. I'm cautiously optimistic. They tell me we are.
They being the state.
The DNR, yeah.
Yeah, Department of Natural Resources, right. So what happens once Petersburg takes ownership? Can you then move forward with some of the plans? I know you've talked about, you've actually have a whole plan that was approved by a former city council to move, at least the conceptual plan to move forward with. But maybe you can describe kind of what that included and you know, what you're hoping to pursue first, assuming that you can find some funding.
Sure. I think it was in 2009, we had a conceptual plan drawn up, and that was approved by the then City of Petersburg Planning and Zoning Commission, the Harbor Board, and the City Council. It's basically a small boat haul-out setup. There would be a improved ramp for a hydraulic trailer to haul vessels out. The idea would be something in the neighborhood of 40-ton, you know, kind of what John Murgis has out there now, maybe a little bit higher capacity.
I think Island Ventures.
Island Ventures, right. I think we would try to size the ramp for eventually having a slightly larger trailer out there. There would also be a float alongside for boats to tie up while they're waiting to get hauled out or after they're being put in the water. A washdown pad at the top of the ramp so that as they're hauled out, vessels could wash off paint and barnacles and whatever else off the bottom of the boat before they were staged. There would also be electrical pedestals, security fencing, lighting, and water throughout that turnaround area. So the goal was always to set up a place where boat owners could haul their boat and either hire someone to work on it or work on it themselves, and also help them be able to comply with environmental regulations by
having the washdown pad,
yeah.
Right.
And to get that process, start moving that process away from the grids and actually have it in a contained system.
Because as a lot of people may have heard, there's eventually going to be requirements that people aren't going to be able to wash their boats down on the grids over the tide lands. At least environmental officials with the state and the feds have been saying that for years. It's not clear when that's going to happen, but
that's the expectation. That's already federal law, and it's implemented and enforced down south.
But
it has
not
been enforced in Alaska yet.
What kind of total cost? I mean, I know you haven't had an estimate probably since 2009, but what cost were you looking at that point to fully do this development?
The cost estimate was $3.5 million.
Sounds like a bargain.
Well, when you compare it to other projects, I guess it's not that expensive. At the time we looked at this, there was some real interest in not having a grandiose development out there and to actually keep it pretty modest. The next stage that we're looking at is having the design fleshed out and getting a better sense of what the, you know, a firmer cost estimate from the engineering firm, and also to do some geotechnical surveys out there to get a sense of the type of substrate that we're looking at in the bottom and what it can withstand.
Do you have, at this point, a timeline for the next time? Maybe there's either a community meeting or more discussion on this if people want to know kind of where things are going from here?
Well, if things go as I'm hoping, we'll be able to move forward with the next phase of design next year. And at that point, the engineers would be going back to the public and the Harbor Board to gather more input and sort of narrow down and solidify what's going to happen out there.
Would this be something that you'd be looking for grant funds for? Is this something that the city would end up trying to find its funding for? Or is it at this point kind of hard to say?
Well, the idea has always been to secure outside funding for it, and either through either federal or state. And I think that's where the lion's share of the funding is going to have to come from. We've also talked a little bit about how to fund operations and trying to make sure that the facility can cover its own costs, and also not just for operations, but also for future improvements. And so trying to figure out a sustainable fiscal plan for it is another component, too, that we're still working on.